Tonight, Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. thank you, Lord God. I feel fire burning in my belly. And I got a word in my heart, in my mouth. The Bible say the word is not in my mouth, hey, Lord. And out of the abundance of the hot mouth, the heart speaketh. The word is not in thee. And in thy mouth, in thy belly, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Because we serve the whole time, God. Yes, we do, Lord. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus, for being an old time God. I know you may not come when we want you to, but when you come, you all time. You all time. I can't see nobody sitting down, not with your hand lifted, not even giving God a shout. Shabbat him. Give him a Shabbat. Give him a Shabbat, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being the old time God. Oh, I love y'all. And good evening, good evening, good evening to you, man of God. Oh, God, I bless you. Oh, God. Thank you for allowing me, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. To be on this great platform tonight. To bring forth the word to the people. Oh, yeah. And welcome to all of those who are listening in tonight. God loves you. Hey, Lord. I say God loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Hey, Lord. God loves you. He said in his word in John 3:16, God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten son. His only
Hallelujah.
Begotten son. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Now you know we don't run by format or by instruction. We run by the Holy Spirit. That's why we are abiding by the will of God, and however he leads you, always be feel free to let be used.
Oh, Jesus.
And somebody out there, you heard the woman of God, somebody ought to shout Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Make some noise
like
for
that.
Jesus. Shabbat.
Why can you not lift your hands and Shabbat my God tonight? Give him a Shabbat. Go ahead out and give him a Shabbat. Give him a Shabbat praise. Hey, Lord. Go ahead, Lord. I done danced all around in this room tonight. Hey, Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Old time. He's old time, man of God. Oh, you up to that cold while she there. Oh, coach. Somebody needs to lift their hands with me right now. I can't see you, but I see you in the spirit. I see you in the spirit. Lift your hands and give God a Shabbat praise tonight. God's been too good to us. It's been too good to us. Let's acknowledge him tonight for who he is. Acknowledge him for being the Son of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on and let's praise him. Let's praise him for the whole motion in your coach. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Yes.
Yes to your will. Yes.
Yes.
I got a yes in my spirit.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Yes. Let me see if I'm going to open the line and see if I can get another yes. Can I get some more yes out here tonight? We're going to be a little bit off of protocol. Can I get a yes?
Yes.
I'll say yes.
Somebody, do you say yes?
I'll say yes.
Yes.
I'll say yes.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Yes, come on,
Lord.
Can I get a yes?
Don't know
I'll
about
say
you.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hey,
hallelujah,
I'll
Jesus.
Say yes.
Yes, Lord.
I'll say yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
and
get on
again.
Yes. Get on these
airways
and
give
him a
yes.
Get on these airways and
give him a
yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes to your will.
Hallelujah.
Yes to your world,
yes.
Word. Yes to,
yes
to your way and to your world.
Give
oh my God.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Give him a yes.
Thank
give
you, Lord.
Yes, yes,
yes,
yes, yes,
Lord.
Yes.
Yes,
Lord.
Give him a yes. Oh,
hallelujah.
I'll say
give him a yes. Come on,
praise
somebody.
Lift him up.
I'll
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes,
I'll
Lord.
I'll say yes. Yes. Oh, yeah. Can I get a yes
ooh,
of a Madison?
Ooh,
I'll say yes.
Say
yes.
Yes.
Is Madison on
yes.
the line? I'll
yes.
say
yes.
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 I'll say yes.
I'll
say
yes.
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 Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Anybody
yes.
else want to get involved in the praise of yes? Dial
thank
one.
You,
I'll say
yes.
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 Yes. I'll say yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bring out the
yes,
equation.
Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Make me last.
Yes.
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 Lord. Yes, Lord.
Let somebody
yes.
else first. Yes.
Yes.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Let me
yes,
die
Lord.
Myself so you can live.
Myself.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, put in fight.
Thank you, Lord.
I say yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I'll say
yes.
I'll say
yes.
I'll say
yes.
Oh, you gotta say it like you mean it tonight. I'll say
yes.
Yes. Hey.
Yes.
I'll say yes.
I'll say yes.
Say yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh,
now we turn it back over to you, woman of God. Have your way, because we say yes.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I want to say to you all tonight, all those who are listening in, I'm telling y'all, I'm on fire for God tonight. I feel a fire burning in my belly, and I praise on my lips, hallelujah, Jesus. And I want to say God loves you. I'm going to say it again. God loves you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say to you tonight, the Bible tells us there are so many ways in this Bible that God tells us he loves us. I hope y'all hear me tonight. There are so many ways in this Bible that God tells us he loves us. And he loves us. He loves us in so many ways. But let me give you seven ways that he loves you. He loves you, number one. Hey, Jesus. God loves you with a atoning love. John 3:16 and Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 5. He atoned for our sins, y'all. God atoned for our sins. Thank you, Lord God. And number two, God loves us with calling love. 1 Peter 2:9, y'all need to write these down, amen. God loves us with calling love. 1 Peter 2:9. Jesus called us out of darkness, y'all, and he translated us into his marvelous light. Hallelujah, Jesus. And number three, God loves us with redeeming love. Romans 8, chapter verses 3 to 4. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. We are not under the law of Moses anymore. We are under the law of grace and truth that came by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. And number four, God loves us with justifying love. Justifying love. We've been justified and set apart for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's Romans 2:23-25. And number five, God loves us with adopted love. He adopted us into the royal family. We are royal. We are in the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Joel. 6. God loves us with sanctified love. I know I've been sanctified. I'm a sanctified soldier for Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Number 7. Say, Lord. God loves us with glorifying love. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 2. He is glorious. He's a glorious God. He's glorious. Hey, Jesus. Them 7 ways God loves us. You need to write them down. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you have your Bibles, turn your Bibles with me. Amen. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Turn your Bibles with me. Hey, Lord. To the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33. And it reads, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Did you hear that? It shall be added unto you, all of these things. Yes, Lord. We're in 52 weeks of love. Week 48. Hosted by Evangelist Virginia Valentine out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I will be ministering to you tonight on the topic, put God first. Did y'all get that? Put God first. Put him first. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Why do you think Jesus said that? Because my brothers and my sisters, we can become so caught up in what we want from the Lord, what we need from him, until we don't seek him. We just continue to ask for more and more, and we never seek him. We always, give me this, I need this, give me that, give me that, give me my name, Jimmy. Let me say that again. We just continue to ask for more and more, and we never seek Jesus. Many of us want the blessing, but not the blesser. Did y'all get that? Let me say it again. Hello, somebody. Many of us want the blessing, but not the blesser. Amen? Amen. I say we all have been that way at some time. Let's look at this scripture a little closer. Let's look a little closer. But, seeking first the kingdom of who? Of God. And his righteousness. The word seek means to go in, search up, to look for, search out the ways of God, the way he does things, and what will keep us in right standing with him. That will more than bless us, because he won't and does take care of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we can come to know him better. We can come to know him better as wonderful father that he is. For a wonderful father that he is. Hey, Lord. And all of these things shall be added unto you. And all of these things shall be added unto you. What things, Sister Virginia? Let's back up a few verses. My Bible heading for these verses called it a cure for anxiety. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Listen, saints of God. Many of God's people are worried about what they're going to eat. What they're going to eat. Look at Matthew 6, chapter 25 through 32 reads, therefore, the word therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. and the mighty more than raiment. I hope y'all got that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hello, somebody. Jesus said, is your life worth more than just, oh, Jesus, listen, y'all. Jesus said, isn't your life, my life, worth more than just about what you are going to eat or what you're going to wear? Some people are overly concerned about these things. Verse 26 goes on to say, behold, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor get into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Did y'all get that? Are ye not much better than they? Oh, my God. Listen, y'all. Watch the birds of the air. I want you to watch. Just watch the birds of the air. Flying around. Not a care in the world. But just in the care of God. But just in the care of God. And guess what? Hey, Jesus. God feeds them. But you know, if you take care of the birds, he'll sure take care of you. But just in case, oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Just in care of God. And guess what? God feeds them. We might say, oh, this bread is stale. You know how we get so much of bread, and we keep it in the home, and the bread begins to get hard and stale, and we throw it out. We throw it out. Listen at this, y'all. Listen, my saints of God. Guess what? We might say, oh, this bread is stale. I'm going to throw it out for the birds. What just happened? The birds are going to come and dine. They're going to come and eat that bread. My sister and I went out one day to eat. On our way out from eating, there were some birds all down by the steps. And my sister and I had a gold box, a box to go or whatever. And they was looking up like they were saying, what you have in that box? May I have some? May I have some? And my sister opened her box and broke off little pieces of bread, little pieces of fish, and threw it to the ground. And you should have seen them. The birds was eating. The birds was eating. This is how they eat. They go around. They had all their tusks. They fly around. They drop down and eat whatever on the ground. So don't you know God will take care of us? If he can take care of the birds and the lily of the field, he'll take care of us. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What just happened? The boys are going to come and dine. I'm going to say that again. Hallelujah. It might sound funny, but God just fed them. Did y'all get that? I just said, I'm going to say it again. God just fed them. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for feeding the birds, Lord. That's why I thank you for feeding and taking care of us, Jesus. I looked and I could see ants. I'm going to tell you about the ants. These ants get in a line. And they line up. And you can see them crawling like soldiers. Headed to the ground where holes are. And store up their food for the winter. Ain't that something? The birds. That's how much knowledge they got. They know it's time to store up the food. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his nature? Can we worry, fuss, and complain, and cause ourselves to grow 1 inch? No. My answer is no. Look at verse 28. And it says, why? Take ye thought for raiment. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil. Neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory, yes, Lord, was not arrayed like one of these. Verse 30 goes on to say, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not? Listen at me, saints of God, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that he not much more clothe you, God will close you. Oh, ye of little faith. God, take care of us. I know the old song used to say, God, yes, God will take care of us. And he will. Saints of God, are y'all seeing that? Can y'all hear me? Are y'all hearing me today? Y'all hearing me today? God will take care of us. Saints of God, hey, Lord. The things in life we find ourselves so concerned about. Well, let me tell you something. God got it. The things we find ourselves so concerned about, God got it. God got it. I say God got it. Yes, he got it. Hallelujah, Jesus. We need to stop thinking that our God is like man. That's why we mess up. Stop thinking that our God is like man. That's why we mess up. No, God is not like man, and man sure is not like God. That's why we mess up. We always mess up. We mess up from the floor up, and God's going to take our mess, and he's going to turn it in to a message. I hope y'all got that. Hallelujah, Jesus. The healing, the head of this section of Scripture, I told you, says, it's a cure. For what? For anxiety. What is anxiety, Sister Virginia? I'm glad you asked. It's a strong desire, sometimes mixed with doubt. Did y'all hear that? Sometimes mixed with doubt, fear, or uneasiness. You know what doubt does? Doubt brings unbelief, and unbelief cancels out your faith. So don't doubt. Don't doubt. You know the scripture said, I believe in chapter 24, where Mark said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and thou cast into the sea. But do not doubt in your heart. Don't doubt. Doubt brings unbelief, and unbelief cancels out your faith. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. What is anxiety? A strong desire, sometimes mixed with doubt, fear, or uneasiness. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Saints of God, our God, our Father, Jehovah Jireh, is our provider. Yes, he is. Believe that, saints of God. Believe it. He will and does take care of us. Hey, Lord. He does not want us to doubt him or fear that he will not take care of us. I hope y'all hearing me. I don't care what the economy is shouting or what the Congress is doing or what our bank account is saying to us. We have a Father who cares. He will take care of us. Not only in earthly or material things, but in spiritual things as well. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Look at James, the first chapter, verses 17 says, every good gift, and every perfect gift goes, Jesus, let me say it again. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And coming down from the Father of light, Lord Jesus, with whom is no variance, neither shadows of turning. Y'all need to hear me tonight, because God is good. Didn't he send his only begotten Son to die for us? Didn't he send the Holy Spirit to us? Didn't he give us his word? Doesn't he give us revelation? Hello, somebody. Let me say that again. I don't think nobody heard that. Didn't he send his only begotten Son to die for us? Didn't he send the Holy Spirit to us? Didn't he give us his word? Hey, Lord. Doesn't he give us revelation? Yes, he does. Hello, somebody. I say hello, somebody. Are y'all still there. Yes, Lord. We got to know this thing. Proverbs, look at Proverbs, the third chapter, verses 5 through 6. It says, trust in the Lord. Trust. 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 Hey, Jesus. I look at that word, trust in the Lord. Trust in who? In the Lord. With all of thy heart. And lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall or he will direct your path. And all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall. The word shall is a promise. Hey, Lord, God promised us he'll direct us in all of his ways. He'll acknowledge us. In all of our ways, we need to acknowledge God, and he'll give us the desires of our heart. Hallelujah, Jesus. In all of our ways, you need to acknowledge him for who he is. Acknowledge him for being the Son of God. Acknowledge him for sending back his Son. Hey, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. This is not doing things and then acknowledge him. It's asking, seeking first his ways, and know that he will lead and guide us. He will, Lord. He'll guide us, y'all. That's why the Holy Spirit was sent back to us, to lead us and guide us into all truth. Yes. Yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your ways, and yes to your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Amplified Bible said it this way. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, hey Lord, his ways of doing and being right and the right attitude and character of God. And all of these things will be given to you also. And I hope y'all hear me tonight. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Hallelujah to you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Listen at this, my brothers and my sisters. A saying came out some years ago. It said, what would Jesus do? Y'all remember that? They had the wristband. What would Jesus do? They had the headband. They had it all over everywhere. What would Jesus do? That's what it means. Jesus said in John 12:49, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, this, that, that, he gave me a commandment, what I should speak. John 6:38 says, hey, Lord Jesus, for I came down from heaven. Y'all need to hear this. Hey, Lord, for I have not spoken of myself. This is Jesus speaking. He said, but the Father would send me. He gave me a commandment, what I would speak. John 6:38 says, for I came down. I came down from heaven not to do my own will. Oh, Jesus. Did y'all hear that? He didn't come to do his own will, but the will of his Father that sent him. If Jesus did it, so can we. Y'all better hear me tonight. God will give us the grace to do what we need to do, saints of God. He has no respect of person. Because he will give us the grace. Grace. Amazing grace. Amazing grace. He will give us the grace. The grace that will lead us on. The grace. The grace of God. Saving grace. Saved by grace through faith. And none of ourselves. We can't save our own self. But it's the grace of God. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah, somebody. Yes, Lord. What part of your life have you not given him first place? I'm talking to somebody. What part of your life have you not given him? is it big or small? Do you need him to help you come to? Are you putting everything and everyone first before God? I hope you're not. Are you putting everything, hey Lord, and everyone first before God? You tried it your way. Are you trying to live your life without Christ? Let's put God first, y'all. Come on. Are you trying to live your life without him? Let's put God first. Yes. Put God first. Somebody, I'm talking to you tonight. Put God first. Then the family. And then the church. God is first. Then the family, hey Lord, and then the church. Go ahead on and settle that, read that scripture tonight. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek him. Seek his face. Seek God. Put him first in your life. And if you on the line or you can hear me and you know you're not saved, you have not put Christ in your life first, you need to admit that you're a sinner. You need to repent. Admit that you're a sinner. Admit that you lost. And you're without a Savior. Separated from God. You doomed. You lost. And on your way to hell. You need Jesus. Go ahead on and put him first tonight. Go ahead on and put him first to that man of God. You can open up the line of whatever God has. She didn't know, Coach Child. Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. Put him first. Put God first. Put God first. Somebody lift your hand and say, I'm going to put him first tonight. If that's the last thing I do, you know you without Christ. You know you lost. You know you do. You know you're on your way to hell. And don't let nobody tell you there's a hell and a heaven. Hell is for people who are lost and doomed. Heaven is for the real. Heaven is for people who have received Jesus. You need to wake up, get up, and move in your purpose. Come on, somebody. Wake up. Get up. Move in your purpose and put God first. Hey, I never know about you. Woo, Jesus. Put him first. Put him first. Go ahead on and put him first. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Put him first. Put him first. If you're on the line and that's you, and you hear me, by the sound of my voice, I speak to you by the aid of the Holy Ghost. Put God first in your life. Go ahead on. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. Hey, Lord. Go ahead on. And say, Lord, that's me. I'm tired of living the life I'm living. I'm tired of popping pills. I'm tired of doing drugs and alcohol. I'm tired of running women and men. Lord, that's me. Ask him to save you. Ask him to save you. You can always put him first. You can seek his face. Put him first. Hallelujah. Come on, man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know. Chitty, yo, coach, God. Woo, Jesus.
All over this building.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
To worship him.
Woo.
The Bible declares that we are to worship him.
We want to open up the lines if you have a prayer request. That one person out there that needs to know the Lord as your personal Lord and Savior, dial one. But if you just want to comment, ask for prayer, worship together in agreement, dial one right now. We're going
to
open the lines. But you better first know, you better worship him. And when you worship him, you got to bow down.
The Bible records in Matthew chapter 2 and verse
and
number 11.
And worship him.
It says, when the wise men came, to the place where baby Jesus was.
I worship you, Jesus.
It says when they saw him, they fell down.
Fell down.
And worshiped him. Everybody say fell down. They bowed down and they worshiped him. And the scripture says, and then their treasures were opened. And they presented unto him gifts. And therein is a glorious revelation of the Spirit. And it is this, that when you and I will humble ourselves and begin to worship the treasure that is in this earthen vessel begins to open up. Somebody say yes. And the gifts of the Spirit of God that are within us begin to flow. I believe if we will worship God with our whole heart, our whole spirit and soul, God's presence and power will begin to move in this place. People can be healed and delivered even while we're worshiping and recording. Does anybody believe that with me? I want you to lift up your hands now and begin to lift up your voices. That's right. Just begin to open your own mouth and begin to worship him. Out of your spirit, just begin to bless his holy name. If he's done anything for you, just begin.
Yes.
Worship. Just begin to worship. That's right. Begin to worship. Begin to bless his name. Begin to bless his name. Come on and bless his name. Come on, worship. Come on, worship.
Bow down then.
Hello.
Bow down then. Worship him.
Worship him.
Oh,
worship him.
Yes.
Come on, somebody with the consuming.
Bow down.
Don't be fired.
Bow down.
And worship him. Come on, it's a ring.
Oh, it's a ring.
Bow down.
Yes.
Bow down.
Yes.
Bow down and worship.
Bow down and
worship.
Worship
him. Come on, just break your hands and become a vessel.
Oh, worship.
Bow down and worship him.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.